If you're into designer furniture and you want the sofa that broke the internet, you don't have to go broke to get it. Because Designer Looks Furniture has all the same styles and trends and all the quality, but without the designer prices. Check them out. Designer Looks at Value City Furniture or designerlooks.com.
Hey, this is Arthur Hardy with the Mardi Gras Guide. I'm on with Tina and Jeff for Brewers Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flores Truly. Hey, my friend, happy Tuesday. How are you doing on this beautiful day?
I'm doing super. You know, it's Tuesday with all the twos, so I'm feeling happy.
Yes, Tuesday with all the twos. Two, 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 two.
Yeah, lots of twos.
Was expecting something crazy to happen today, although it's been already a crazy week, so maybe that's just, you know, taking over for today, because it's been a crazy week. It's only Tuesday. We've had so much going on. We're now 1 week from Mardi Gras. I can't believe it. I feel like it just flew by, and I'm not ready for it to end. I am selfishly wanting to hoard all the king cakes. I have not had my beloved Manny's just yet. The old saying is, I guess, save the best for last. And I think that's probably what I'm going to wind up doing. And then I'll shoot myself in the foot because I probably won't get one, because this being Super Crew weekend with all the parades and all the there's been parades, but this is like the huge weekend for everything going on in New Orleans. We've got Endymion, Bacchus, Orpheus, Mardi Gras Day. That's just in New Orleans. So there's just... I mean, this is the big weekend. This is the weekend that everybody usually flies in on Wednesday or Thursday. Does a quick trip around the city. And then they hit the parades all through the weekend. And there's no recovering until Wednesday, which rolls us into Lent.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm giving up for Lent?
Oh, God. King cake.
That's my joke every year. I actually do give up something every year. Last year I gave up soft drinks, and it actually was a really great thing because I didn't really, I mean, I can't have soft drinks really to begin with. I can only drink Sprite because I can't have caffeine. So it's mostly water and juice for me, which is a good thing, but I was a big Sprite drinker. I craved that sugar, I guess, because I didn't get it. You know, I'm not a big chocolate person, you know, I'm not big on candy and stuff. So I gave up soft drinks for Lent last year. And I tell you what, it was the best thing I could have actually given up, because I learned to not miss it. And I think if I've had maybe 3 soft drinks in the last 6 months, that's saying plenty.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I bought a soft drink was cranberry Sprite during the holidays, because that only comes out during Christmas. And I love that. And I bought a 2-liter, and guess what? I wound up throwing like a quarter of it away because it went flat. Because I didn't even drink it.
Yeah. I'm not a soda drinker. I know up here they call it pop, but I have always called it soda, and it's not my bag. If I am going to have one, it's a Coke, and it's probably once a month and usually at the theater, to be honest.
Yes. With the delicious popcorn. And so, you know, my mom's family, I had mentioned before, is from New York, and they say pop, soda pop up there. So, I do definitely relate to what you're saying, but yeah, this is a big weekend for New Orleans. I mean, all the restaurants are gearing up. They know they're going to be packed. So if y'all are out and about, just be patient. If you go to a restaurant or a bar and it's going to be crowded, and it may take a while to get a table, because I mean, this weekend everything is going to be packed and crowded in the parade route. And I'm so looking forward to seeing all the photographs. So if y'all are out and about, definitely shoot us a DM or tag us on Twitter or Instagram and let us know where y'all are at. Show us some of your pictures. I've been thoroughly enjoying the Crew of House Floats. I call it the parade. It is a parade of Crew of House Floats, but the pictures have been amazing. I can't even decide at this point which one is my favorite because they're so detailed and just so creative. The Jean Lafitte print, the Cafe de Man, the They All Ask for You, the Audubon Zoo. There's just so many good ones. I can't I'm just having a hard time trying to eat the Great Gatsby. That one was absolutely artistic beauty.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. And I mean, I only have shared with y'all, sadly, a handful of those because people have been going out and forgetting to send the photos and they're everywhere. So it's just hard to be all over the place. I wish I could clone myself during Mardi Gras and Christmas and could be different places at once. But it's great. So if y'all are going to be doing the tours this weekend as well, definitely send us some of those pictures so we can share them. But yep, huge weekend here in New Orleans. Mardi Gras weekend. Tuesday is the Mardi Gras next week. I'm just can't believe it's over. But I know that the city has so much going on afterwards. I look at it like this. We're just another step closer to spring football with the Breakers. And then, yep, of course, everything going on with the Saints, which we've had, I want to say uneventful, but not really this week.
It wouldn't be the Saints if we were uneventful. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. So Cody Burns, who was the University of Tennessee's wide receiver coach, and he also played at Auburn. He was quarterback, and then he switched over to wide receiver. He coached there, and he also coached at Middle Tennessee, was hired as our wide receivers coach, who replaced Curtis Johnson. And I was kind of sad because I like CJ a lot. I scared a lot of people on Twitter, and I again apologize for that by saying when I said CJ was gone, they all thought it was CD Dews. But I meant it was Curtis Johnson, but I loved him. But Cody Burns is now our coach. A lot of chatter out of Tennessee. They're disappointed. They really like him a lot. Had great things to say about him. I like the fact that he's a former player. I feel like they have a better grasp of the game. It seems to be that was one of the reasons Zach Streif, I feel like, was such a good coach. He identified with, especially playing for the Saints as well, had a good bond and identified. But he's our new wide receivers coach. There is and I'm calling it a rumor as of right now, because it's not been officially announced, that the Saints may possibly have two co-defensive coordinators with Ryan Nielsen and Chris Richards. So we don't know what's happening yet. We have not heard anything on that front. I mean, Dennis Allen may be hoarding this position for himself for all we know. But
oh gosh,
that was the rumor. It came out yesterday that they're no longer interviewing external candidates and that they're being considered for co-positions, which is strange. Mm-hmm. Strange.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. It's a bit odd. And I think it's causing everyone to give their head a scratch. And, it'll be interesting to watch it unfold, because all of it's rumor right now. And so we just go by what's leaked or what people happen to hear. But but to your point, not interviewing anybody else. So they're definitely sticking with internal candidates. So this should be how this plays out will be very interesting as we start to build the team for this upcoming season.
Yeah. And everything about this, I say off season, I guess it's officially off season, has been a little crazy. I mean, from the fact of Sean Payton retiring so suddenly, not knowing what was going on with the head coaching position, external candidates being brought in, Dennis Allen was hired. That wasn't really that much of a surprise, but then the whole Pete Carmichael, that he didn't want the position. He did want the position. They brought people and interviewed, and then he's now, has the position. So it's just, we're still kind of like shell shock over everything else that happened. And, it is what it is. We've been in worse times. And I told somebody this the other day. I said, we don't know who our quarterback is. We don't know a lot of things. I said, but hey, we've been through worse. This team has been through worse. I remember Ditka days when Ditka, sold all the animals on the farm, the land, the tractor, everything. Oh. And to get Ricky Williams. So I remember those days. I remember the 7-9 seasons, which were not that long ago under Sean Payton, when we just couldn't get anything going. We had talent. It just seemed like the team just would lose. It was crazy. So we've been through worse. We're going to be fine. My biggest concern is, and we need to lock up Jameis Winston, period.
100%. I don't know why we keep talking about anybody else. We need to lock up Jameis and to see what that kid can do for a full season. And, we'll have different offensive minds running the team this year. And so they will have the opportunity to really utilize this kid and maximize his strengths. We all discussed the fact that Sean was very conservative in his play calling with Jameis.
And every week it was trending. Release Jameis, free Jameis. I mean, it was all over Twitter
every week.
I'm gonna say this because I know people are probably screaming at us right now.
Of course they are.
I love Russell Wilson. It is no disrespect to him and what he could do here, but I am a realist. We don't have the capital to get him here.
We do not.
And I'd be surprised if we do. And who is he going to throw to? What are we going to do about the offensive line to protect him? We have other needs. We cannot afford him. If we can do it, hey, great. I'll be the first one to say I was wrong and eat crow. But I just don't see it happening. Jameis is within our reach. There are so many teams that need a quarterback. He's being linked to the Steelers. He's being linked to going back to the Bucks. Lock Jameis up.
I know.
We don't even know what's going to happen in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and his ridiculous 10-picture post on Instagram and his interview on Pat's show earlier today and not giving any information on what he's going to do, and he won't give it a definitive answer. Hey, nobody even knows if he's still with his fiance or not. One day they are, one day they aren't. So if he leaves Green Bay, that's just another team that's going to be looking for a quarterback. And those positions aren't – there aren't a lot of players out there.
No, so there aren't.
Lock Jameis up. They had questioned about bringing back Teddy. I loved Teddy when Teddy was here, but given the choice between the two, I want Jameis.
Same. And I love Teddy. I was on that crew that every time I was at a game,
Teddy Bear Club. Now
Teddy. Oh yeah. I love Teddy. I wish Teddy only the best. And I loved him when he was a Viking. So, you know, long time love affair with him, but we know what we got with Jameis. I really feel strongly that we could have, our season would have ended very differently regardless of our issues at the receiver position if we'd had Jameis the whole season.
Yeah, because I feel like we would have definitely been working out with this guys. People didn't realize that he built chemistry with these guys. He spent a lot of time. They went and worked out together. I think was it LA, California? I don't remember where it was, but yeah, there was videos like of them that they were working out together, building chemistry, building relationships, building bonds and trust. So yeah, I agree with you. Things would have been totally different. But again, Saints don't work on our time clock.
No, they never do.
So there's not, you know, there's nothing we can do at this point. Just hope and pray that we get those big questions addressed quickly. There's so many other ones. I mean, that we'll have to address like in the coming weeks when we start looking towards free agency in the draft. Yep. But I mean, right now, like that's a concern that we can handle, we can take care of. But I mean, I don't know how Jameis feels. He may want to explore the market himself. I mean, knowing, you know, that there's going to be a lot of need out there, but you know, again, next couple of weeks are going to be huge. We'll be figuring out some things. We roll into free agency. We've got the draft. Of course, we'll be talking about that. And then, of course, we got spring football with the Breakers, which I'm really excited to be talking about. This is going to be a little bit different than the XFL. Mike Piera, who was the head of officiating for the NFL, is involved with them. That's a great thing. He's already expressed that there's some technology and things that they want to do that they'd like to work in, you know, collaboration with the NFL. Don't know how that's going to work. The XFL is planning to come back as well. That's another thing we have to look forward to next year. So we're going to have a lot of spring football. I'm just hoping that this is successful out of the gate and just isn't one of those things that like, hey, look, people are so hungry for football right now. And then it kind of just fizzles out after, you know, the next couple of weeks. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with the USFL this year. And everybody just wasn't ready for football season to be over with. So especially since New Orleans has a team.
Yep.
That's pretty cool too. So we'll be sharing y'all information and getting involved with that too. I don't know all the logistics of, you know, how and when they're going to be playing but we'll be sharing it with y'all. So it's a good time to be here in New Orleans. You know, a lot of feel good stories, a lot of good things happening. So we're ready for it. But before we close the show, I do want to share something with y'all. I know Georgette, you saw it. It's been viral on Twitter. I think it's the sweetest story. A young girl, her name is Izzy, lives in Tennessee, huge Saints fan. She sent a letter and requesting to be interviewed for the head coaching position they filled the spot with Dennis Allen. Cute, adorable little girl. We shared the tweet. I'll share it again. In fact, I have a story coming out tomorrow that I did for Canal Street Chronicles on her, and it just absolutely sweetest thing. She sent in this letter. She expected a interview. And unfortunately, they had hired Dennis before they got her letter, but Mrs. Benson sent a personal reply to her, thanking her for applying and also commented, you know, some other things as far as she was doing really well in school with her grades, and sent an autographed football as well as a full team photo to her. And so she was in town for Mardi Gras with her family, and she even said it in her letter that she could interview with them. And when she got back home, there was this package from Airline Drive from Mrs. Benson.
I loved it. When I read it, I couldn't stop looking at the little pictures. And I just thought, oh my God, this team has the heart of, wait for it, a saint. every pun intended. I mean, oh my gosh, when they do stuff like that, it just, and they didn't even tweet it out. So they weren't looking for any kind of recognition.
No.
It was all an in-house quiet. Here you go. Thanks.
If her father wouldn't have sent out the tweet yesterday, nobody would have even known about this. And it's the sweetest story. It's just so heartwarming. And, you know, we say this all the time about the Saints. It is so much bigger than football here in New Orleans. It really is. This team and the community are a family. I'm going to give credit to Mark Ingram, said this to me a couple weeks ago. It's one heartbeat.
Yep.
He said the community and the fans and the players and organization are all linked. It's one heartbeat. And it really is the truth. It's like New Orleans. And you come to New Orleans, you don't know a stranger. You just don't.
Facts.
I mean, you come here, whether you're born and raised here, you know, my mom used to always say that, you don't know a stranger. I was born and raised here. I love everybody. I talk to anybody. And that's how it is when people come here. You fall in love with the city. You move and the city stays with you. No matter where you go, a piece of it's still with you.
Mm-hmm.
This adorable little girl lives out of state, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's so different. And she was was so sad when John Payton retired.
Bless.
So sweetest story. I think it's adorable. I love that the Saints replied. I love the fact, like you just mentioned, that they didn't even use it for publicity. It just goes to show you something that, you know, behind the scenes, what we don't see and always hear, she's not the only one. I can promise you that. I know that for a fact, that, you know, it's our team and it's what they do. I mean, we give to them, they give to us, but it's so much bigger than football. It really is.
It totally is. Listen, it's the same, you know, they never said anything when Marcus Colston called me on my birthday way back in 2008, called me for my birthday, talked to me for 10 minutes. You would have never seen them put that out there, but the kid called me on my cell phone. This is the kind of stuff they do. And they just do it under the radar for everyone. And they don't like it. They're just about taking care of their fans. So
There's a lot of different things that one great thing about Saints Twitter, you know, we're a community. Whenever somebody is having has an organization or they're having a charity event or something going on, you know, we all try to contribute or we try to promote it. And I know people who have organizations that do a lot of like under the radar type things. Yes. And the Saints have contributed to that. And you would never even know unless the person that was organizing it hadn't sent out a tweet or hadn't mentioned it. I mean, you just never would know. So they do so many incredible things. Last year, prime example, the Crew House Floats had feed the frontline workers, and they were working with local restaurants to try to get people, when they were donating, to hire through them and to purchase through them. So that way the money stayed, you know, with the local economy.
Yep.
Cam Jordan gave hundreds of dollars daily to Fat Boys Pizza to have their pizzas delivered to different New Orleans hospitals. And they hired different gig workers and people from different service industries to deliver them. This band worker or this bar worker, you know, isn't working right now because everything was shut down. So, you know, hire them to go deliver, you know, Ochsner or Baptist or, you know, University Hospital. And I only know this because I'd spoke with the organization and he told me for a fact that several of the New Orleans restaurants would have not been able to stay in business had they not had the Feed the Frontline program working as successful as it was. I mean, to me, that like speaks volumes when you've got a lot of little small mom and pop restaurants that wouldn't have recovered and got through the pandemic if it wouldn't have been for that, you know, donating food. But a lot of small restaurants and businesses were going through that. We had the executive chef, Katie's Restaurant, and he had mentioned to us, you know, how difficult things were during the pandemic, and they were a part of that program and it really helped them get through it. So, I mean, I can't speak like enough about it. It warms my heart. And, you know, when I saw this, I thought it was the sweetest thing. And I was like, I hope this goes viral. This is the type of thing that we need to see go viral, not the latest on what Kim Kardashian is wearing on the red carpet or today's National Margarita Day, which, hey, yes, we all love margaritas. And it's great that it's been trending on Twitter. But these are the kind of feel-good stories that need to get out there, not only for our team, but for this little girl who basically her life was changed.
Yep.
You know, she's never going to forget this. I mean, she's 9 now. When she's 19, she'll still remember it. When she's 29, she'll still remember it. I don't know a better way to end the show today.
Absolutely
so
agreed.
So sweet. So I hope everyone had a great weekend. And I hope if you're going out this weekend for Mardi Gras, be safe, have a great time. But more importantly, make sure you take a lot of pictures and send them to us, because we love seeing them and sharing as well. If you want to catch me online, if you have any questions, or you just want to get a little advice on where's the best place to go eat this weekend, hit me up on Twitter. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can also hit us up on our official Floors Truly account at Floors Truly Pod on Twitter and Floors Truly Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can come and find you and get some recommendations and have fun as well.
Awesome. You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And I hope everyone has a fabulous week. And we will see you next Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras on Floors Truly.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Periton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Periton.